Talk Live, the toll-free number, 800-259-9231. We kick off hour number three of the Wednesday edition of the show. It's Ian here with you.
And Melissa.
And Mark.
That's 1-800-259-9231. You bring up anything, and you can join us online at freetalklive.com. We want you to vote for the show. Just go to vote.freetalklive.com to register your appreciation for Free Talk Live. It'll take you less than a minute. Requires quick email verification, vote.freetalklive.com. All right, we're continuing with the calls here. Also, still on the way, the news about the big dig now killing people. But first, it's Johnson in Florida. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Melissa, and Mark. Hello.
Hey, how's it going? I want to chime in on this issue about parental modification.
Right, this is I'm sorry, just to recap for people just joining us, because this whole issue lasted almost an entire hour, last hour. The issue, of course, is do parents have a right to know about what their kids are doing, especially in regards to abortions? With that said, go ahead, Johnson.
I don't agree with either of you. It's interesting. I've got a question for you, Ian.
Yeah.
The first question that I have to ask is, as a business owner, should you have the rights to... say, not hire an employee who smokes?
Of course.
Of course, right? Now, if that employee, if somebody gets a job with you and lies to you about smoking in order to procure that job, what is that called?
That would be fraud.
Right.
Okay.
So if a child is living with a parent and lies to their parent in order to get an abortion, is that not fraud?
Well, I don't know if they'd have to lie, Johnson. I mean, if you're 1 month pregnant or 2 months pregnant or some, you know, some very small amount, the parent wouldn't necessarily know. So it's a lie of omission.
Well, if you're leaving the house and mom says, "Where are you going?" and you say, "I'm going to the mall," and you're actually going to get an abortion, you are telling a lie in that case.
Well, right. If you
especially
drop by the mall before
makes it
or
very
after.
Clear, especially if a parent makes it very clear and makes their rules clear to their child that they will that they don't want them getting an abortion.
Sure, no, I'm not for lying. I mean, I don't understand. You know, what's the issue here? I guess.
Okay, well, I have to take Mark's side on the fact that I don't believe a parent has a right to know. That I don't agree with at all, because a child has
that's my
their
side
right
though.
To privacy. What?
That's my side
but,
though.
But well, I don't agree with you on that.
Okay,
that's
great.
That's why I'm telling you. I don't agree with you.
You said
on
I have
that.
To take
However,
Mark's side on this.
I do agree with you that a parent has the right to set the rules of their household.
Okay.
And that, therefore, because of that, if a child is lying to that parent, then it becomes a crime of fraud. Now, I think that that's how it needs to be dealt with. In order to have a libertarian society, that's how it needs to be dealt with. If that child engages in defrauding their parents, then it's a crime of fraud. However, I don't think it ever needs to get to that, because, and here's my idea for the libertarian solution, if you as a parent want to make sure that doctors aren't going to be giving children abortions, then what you need to do is you need to drive up the price of abortion. Now, how do you do that? Well, I think what needs to happen is, first of all, there's the doctor-patient privilege, right? Doctors have the right to say, you know, look, we're not going to divulge any sort of details, about our patients. However, a doctor also has the right to not perform a procedure at all unless a patient signs a contract. So a doctor could say, look, I'm not going to perform any abortions unless you sign this contract that says that I can notify your parents. Now, why would a doctor do that? Obviously, it's not going to be beneficial for a doctor to, you know, have that sort of contract, unless, of course, that doctor is getting more money from an organization that pays them to not do any abortions unless they sign that agreement, unless they offer that contract as the option for an abortion.
So you're saying that...
In other words...
Right, I see where you're coming from. You're saying parents out there that don't want to see their kids go through this procedure should simply give money to the doctors in order to bribe them away from it, basically.
Right, they should start some sort of a foundation that they pay a small monthly fee to, and that foundation then pays doctors a sort of a monthly, you know, just a here's some money as long as you agree to our stipulations of our program, which says that you will not perform any abortions without notifying parents.
But how would you deal with the doctors? I see where you're going. How would you deal with the doctors that don't care about that and their life is to perform abortions for teenagers?
Okay, you've still driven up the price of abortions because these doctors, right? What you do is you have the doctors who are who get this extra money. Part of the stipulation is that the organization maybe would lower the price of abortions with these doctors. So in other words, there would also be a cost incentive to go to a doctor that would notify parents.
Interesting. Okay.
So in other words, it's almost counterproductive. It's weird because it would be counterproductive. Yes, those doctors would have lower prices for their abortions, but it would be more likely that a parent would be told and have the opportunity to then stop their child from going through with it.
It's a great libertarian solution. I guess the question I have, what about the foundation could also publish the names of doctors in a given area that are not willing to
ostracism?
They could do that as well. Yes, absolutely. They could say, here are all the doctors that are not agreeing.
Ah, see,
sorts of things that could happen if parents wanted to do that.
Right, once you step outside of the box of let's pass a law, we can start becoming creative as to actually how to get our way without using force on others. Great solution, Johnson. Thanks for the call. 800-259-9231. All right, finally we are done. With the notification issue.
Sure we are.
What makes you think nobody else is going to call on that one?
We're done for this month. Okay.
Okay.
It's been a little while since it's come up. I don't recall the last time we talked about it. All right. I talked about the big dig earlier tonight. I said we were going to get to this, and it's being reported by the AP that at least 12 tons of concrete collapsed onto a car in a big dig tunnel, fatally crushing a passenger and prompting renewed scrutiny of a troubled highway project that's already the costliest in U.S. history. The state attorney general says he plans to treat the site as a crime scene that could lead to negligent homicide charges. Against who? The city?
Against the developers.
I think the developer's the city, but I don't know. We'll find out here. The attorney general's office has already begun issuing subpoenas for those involved in the design, manufacturing, testing, construction, and oversight of the panels and tunnel. When you're putting together a big project like this, do you really know, after the fact, which of your construction workers hung panels? I mean, do you actually keep those kind of details?
Wow, I don't think you
would. I don't think so. You just say, hey, Bubba, come on over here and lay this tile, or whatever it is you're installing. I don't think you would really remember it.
I don't think so either. Doesn't seem likely.
Well, the attorney general says, quote,
I don't even think on a small project you would know that necessarily. Right. I mean, if you're building a house, would you know whether Earl or Ray put up the siding?
Great question.
I don't think you would.
Well, the attorney general's huffing and puffing about it. He says, well, what we're looking at is anyone who had anything to do with what happened last night. No one is going to be spared.
Oh, they're playing the blame game.
The collapse happened around 11 p.m. on Monday night when the underground highways were relatively free of traffic. About 200,000 vehicles a day travel along the roadways that make up the Big Dig, which is a $14.6 billion highway construction project that buried the central artery beneath the city.
That's just hilarious.
Now, I don't know if that's the total over the last 15 years or however long this has been going on. I'm not sure. But anyway, the collapse happened. Four concrete slabs weighing 3 tons pancaked down onto the passing Buick sedan, killing Milena De Valle, who was riding in the passenger side, which bore the brunt of the collapse. Her husband luckily managed to crawl through to safety through a window that was only a foot wide at the time. He suffered minor injuries. Debris shut down the interstate. Authorities hoping to reopen it Wednesday. They're still removing about 30 ceiling slabs from the accident site and checking at least 17 other areas with similar tiebacks holding ceiling panels in place. Governor Mitt Romney pinned much of the blame on the head of the Massachusetts Turnpike Authority and promised to take legal action to oust the man, Matthew Amorello. He compared the situation to the replacement of the former FEMA head after Hurricane Katrina. Quote, people should not have to drive through the turnpike tunnels with their fingers crossed, he said, a longtime critic of the head of the project. The trouble-plagued Big Dig has gained nationwide notoriety for rising costs years of traffic snarls, a criminal investigation into faulty concrete from suppliers, and problems with hundreds of leaks that have sprouted in another one of the Big Dig tunnels. If you live in Massachusetts, if you live near Boston, and you are familiar with the Big Dig situation, and you want to comment on this, I would really like to hear from you. 800-259-9231 is the toll-free number. First, it was just a boondoggle. First, it was just a really expensive, the most expensive, government road project ever. And now people are dying as a result of it. We'll explore a little bit more on the way. You take control. It is Free Talk Live.
Republicans took over Congress more than 10 years ago. Since then, the government has grown by $1 trillion. This spending explosion has happened in part because Congress doesn't read the huge bills they pass. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org. Our new proposal stops Congress from passing bills they haven't read. It's called the Read the Bills Act. The Read the Bills Act will slow Congress down, way down. It's easy for you to help make this bill the law of the land. You can learn more at DownsizeDC.org. That's DownsizeDC.org.
What's the worst thing about listening to the radio? The commercial breaks are too long. Now for just $3 a month, you can help Free Talk Live reduce the amount of time we spend playing commercials and get some really cool bonuses. Your contribution will help us get the show on more radio stations and MP3 players. For pennies a day, you'll help spread the message of liberty around the world. For more information, visit amp.freetalklive.com. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier today for just $3 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Hi, folks. Jack Brownrigg from Midas Resources, the real money folks. Let's review a few things from the past year, November 2003 to November 2004. The Dow has ranged from 9,800 to 10,300, a 5% increase. The dollar's value has dropped from 96 cents to 70 cents against the euro, a 24% decrease in spending power against the gold-backed euro. Gold has gone from the 390s to the 440s, a 16% increase in real money. Precious metals are the safe haven in today's hectic marketplace. To learn how to protect your shrinking dollar, call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237. Remember, gold is liquid, private, and portable. Call now before your buying power shrinks even more dramatically. That's Midas Resources at 800-686-2237.
Hi, I'm Bobby Lyon with today's Car Clinic Minute. Wearing faux fur, surfing the net, and flying the flag. Behaviors that are all the rage. But if your driving's in that rage category, kick it to the curb. I'll tell you why when we come back.
Bobby Lyon here with car killer number 7 on my 10 most wanted list. What causes your engine to overheat? Usually it's corrosion and buildup in the cooling system. A BG cooling system service flushes that murky, discolored fluid, replacing it with premium coolant and conditioner. And it comes with a free protection plan. Remember, not all scheduled maintenance is the same, so go to bgfindashop.com to find a BG cooling system service now.
BG.
Aggressive driving's want outrageous, make that road-rageous behaviors that can destroy property and cost lives. And if you thought road rage only happens in big cities in the Northeast or California, listen to this. According to the Bureau of Transportation Statistics, the five states with highest aggressive driving rates are South Carolina, Wyoming, Alabama, Kansas, and Oklahoma. Urban or rural, you can control road rage by honoring one road rule. The golden rule, that is. I'm Bobby Likas. Like us, you'll love us. What's better than a tiny tiger in your tank? A tornado under your hood. A tornado is an easy-to-install, maintenance-free air twister designed to increase gas mileage. I personally commissioned independent tests to verify results in 6 vehicles, and all of them gained MPG with tornado. With today's gas prices, it makes sense to cage the gas-saving power of a tornado. Visit TornadoAir.com or go to Pep Boys, Napa, or AutoZone today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. The toll-free number, 800-259-9231. Do you live in Massachusetts? Have you been through the Big Dig before? And what do you know about it? Because it's killing people now. 800-259-9231. First, it was just costing you money. Billions and billions of dollars. And now it's resulted in a dead woman after planks, large 40-foot panels, fell from the ceiling in one area of the Big Dig, crushing a car that happened to be beneath it at the time. Luckily, it was late night, so there weren't more cars underneath these 40-foot panels at the time.
A whole bunch of them fell.
Yeah, as I understand it, we're getting the story from the AP here. And the Big Dig, by the way, costing $14.6 billion. Still not sure if that's actually the total spent so far or what they're spending this year on it. If you can help clarify that, 800-259-9231. Plus, you can join us online at freetalklive.com. Everything on the website is totally free. And don't forget to join us on our on freetalklive.com, where we have the Shrine of Female Listeners, with dozens of ladies that have sent in their validated photo. In fact, Melissa, you are on the Shrine.
Yes, I am.
You are a validated listener.
And didn't we just have recently a couple more listeners?
Just added them over the weekend, as a matter of fact. And if you want to be a part of it, ladies, send in your validated pic, which means that in the picture you're proving that you listen to the show. You see what I mean by visiting the Shrine for yourself. freetalklive.com. Finally, Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project, your only choice for more personal freedom and smaller, less intrusive government. To learn more about joining the Second American Revolution, go to freestateproject.org. Again, that's freestateproject.org. So, for instance, if you live in Massachusetts and you're sick and tired of the Big Dig and the billions of your taxpayer dollars being wasted, maybe you should consider the Free State Project, because for you, it's a short move to the north, since New Hampshire was the chosen state. But we're talking about the story from last night, 11 o'clock at night. A woman and her husband were on their way to Logan Airport to pick up relatives returning from a vacation. At that time, a steel tieback that held a 40-foot section of ceiling over eastbound Interstate 90 gave way, letting the concrete slabs loose as the couple drove beneath them. Then crushed mostly onto the passenger side of the vehicle, the husband managed to survive. The wife was crushed to death. And now the government has begun the process of finger-pointing. They've begun the process of saying, well, it's his fault. We should fire him. And we need to investigate and bring people up on charges, because that will fix the problems with the Big Dig.
You know, and this is, it's just an opportunity for the politicians to do what they do best, which is
grandstand,
punish their enemies, reward their friends. So what's going to happen? Mitt Romney, the governor, who's the big politician, is going to go after the head of the Big Dig.
Mr. Amarillo,
who he hasn't been able to get to this point, but now he's going to have his head on the platter like John the Baptist, baby. Salome, the public, the media, is going to deliver it up on the platter. And he's going to get it.
Well, Amarillo,
wait a second.
Yeah.
Who do you think's going to be the politician that gets his job?
That gets the Amarillo's job?
Mm-hmm.
One of Mitt Romney's friends.
Yeah, that would be who it is.
Right. Well, Mr. Amarillo says the tunnels are safe, and he would not step down. He says, quote, we'll work on all of this together cooperatively. This is a horrible, horrible event. It was an anomaly, and we will get to the bottom of it. Christy Mihos, an independent candidate for governor, says that, an agency critic had urged Romney to seize control of the turnpike's day-to-day operations, calling the accident my worst nightmare come true. The section that collapsed was near the entrance to the Ted Williams Tunnel, which runs under the Boston Harbor. The segment was completed in 1995, and the ceiling panels were installed in 1999, so they've been hanging there for all of 7 years.
This is amazing how long this thing's taken.
Yeah, and Modern Continental, the contractor that of that portion of the project, issued a statement that its work, quote, fully complied with the plans and specifications provided by the Central Artery Tunnel Project. In addition, the work was inspected and approved by the Central Artery Tunnel Project. So the contractor had their work inspected and approved. Does that mean they can be sued in this case? I say no. They did their work according to the specs provided by the lousy government officials, and so if anybody should get the blame for this, it should be the Central Artery Tunnel Project.
But you know that they're going to pass the blame on to someone.
Oh, sure.
They always do.
And nobody's going to spend time. I mean, nobody's going to spend time in jail for this.
You know, it's just proof positive that government inspections, whether it's, zoning rules as far as your house, you know, well, we have to have an inspector come in and look at the electrical stuff that you've put together here, or whether it's the Big Dig, these inspectors don't guarantee. They don't even come close to guaranteeing. They wouldn't. They aren't as good as a free market solution would be in this
sure.
particular circumstance.
I've seen how they do their work. They just kind of walk onto the site and say, mm-hmm, and then they leave.
How's it going, boys?
Yeah.
Good, good.
Can I have a cup of that coffee?
Yeah, that sort of thing. Oh, donuts. 800-259-9231.
That's police, honey.
It's most government bureaucrats. Let's talk to Matthew in Massachusetts. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Melissa, and Mark. Hello.
Hi, guys.
Hey, you are in Massachusetts. Do tell.
Well, I heard about this last night and on the radio while listening to Free Talk Live. And I take that tunnel every day to work.
Wow.
And believe me, I mean, it scared the you-know-what out of me. I mean,
how many cars pass through that tunnel, that very section, every single day? This could have been you.
Yep, it could very well could have been. And me and Kayleen both.
Well, who rides in the passenger side? Whoever that is would have gotten it.
Yeah, it would have been Kayleen because I drive up.
That's rough.
And, it's just another example of why I'm, moving to New Hampshire, one of the many reasons. And this whole thing was, that $14 billion thing, that is over the period of years.
Okay.
And, but I really don't believe that estimate. It has got to be a lot higher than that, I think.
Of course it's going to be a lot higher.
Yeah, that's a rough, low estimate. Because there's a lot of other stuff that's going on that they're, there's a lot of other whole things where there's all these lawsuits going on right now having nothing to do with that, where we have politicians and contractors suing each other over all kinds of stuff, leaks and all kinds of things. So that's being all paid for by tax dollars. And,
right.
So that billion.
So they're only looking at $14.6 billion. They're only looking at the actual construction costs, not any of the ancillary items.
Exactly. That's $14 billion probably strictly construction costs.
And by the way, I'm looking at the AP article here. Apparently the idea for the big dig was conceived all the way back in the 1970s. So they had this, they had traffic problems back in the 1970s. They came up with this idea. However, they didn't actually begin construction until 1991. And now they're still at it. It's been 15 years.
And you know what? I've been driving here since before the big dig was actually completed, quote unquote, and the traffic is no better. There's no difference. You're still sitting in the tunnel like half the time.
And that makes you feel real safe knowing that you're stuck in traffic in the tunnel when ceiling tiles could be falling.
I mean, but it's so funny, they spent all these billions of dollars, and here I'm thinking, oh wow, maybe this will be worth it as I'm driving through. Maybe it will make things faster. There's no difference.
Well, no. I mean, the idea they came up with it 30 years ago, and so the population of the area has gone up quite a bit since then. So even if they had completed it in time, maybe it still wouldn't have really
government done inefficiency
in
every time.
Yeah, leave it to the marketplace. Thank you, sir. Leave it to the marketplace to decide where the road should go, and maybe they'd get done in a decent amount of time. This is your show. You take control of the airwaves. It's Free Talk Live.
United States Pharmacopeia, USP, sets the standard for most food supplements and are used in over 95% of all vitamin and mineral supplements in the world. The problem is that these products have never appeared in any living tissue. They're created in laboratories and are not recognizable to the body's metabolism. Grown by Nature, products are different because they use renatured ingredients, proprietary blends of essential vitamins and minerals with cofactors of proteins, lipids, and complex carbohydrates. Over 50 studies have been conducted on renatured nutrients, and over 20 have been published in peer-reviewed journals proclaiming their superiority. As a result, Grown by Nature vitamins and supplements are now recognized as simply the best available. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 and order your Grown by Nature products today. We are what we eat, and since we are of nature, we should eat foods in their natural form. Only Grown by Nature offers a full line of renatured nutrients. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 because not all products are grown by nature, but they should be.
Hey, Bill, I'm buying lunch today, and check this out. I bought a new car.
Wow, John, I guess you took my advice and visited that website we were talking about over lunch last time we met.
www.didyourobbillgates.com.
I did, and you were right. I learned how to make $3,000 to $9,000 each and every week, starting with my very first week. And it's a simple program that does all the work for you. I'm already up to $25,000 just going on my fifth week.
Whoa, that's awesome. John, your business will keep growing as mine has. In fact, people are joining from all over the world. It's incredible.
Everyone should go to www.didyourobbillgates.com and learn how this program can help them become financially independent, too. Thanks a million, Bill, for telling me about www.didyourobbillgates.com.
Check, please.
I got this one, Bill.
Sure, John. Let's tell everyone about www.didyourobbillgates.com.
Deal.
Sears has the new air conditioning system you've been looking for. Keep cool this summer with the new Carrier or Kenmore system from a name you can trust. With unbeatable pricing, year-round maintenance and repair, plus our satisfaction guarantee, it's time you called Sears at 1-800-269-1400 for a free in-home consultation. Ask about our special financing terms. A new, more efficient cooling system can keep your family comfortable all summer long and may help you save money on high energy costs. You and your family can count on Sears for the quality materials and installation you've come to expect for over 100 years. Call now at 1-800-269-1400. Offer ends August 26, 06. Subject to applicant credit worthiness. Installation provided by Sears Authorized Licensed Contractors. Licensee information available upon request. Energy efficiency may vary depending upon your home and climate. Keep cool with the new air conditioning system from Sears. Call now at 1-800-269-1400. That's 1-800-269-1400.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used Pure Soap? I mean the hard to find kind that's all natural and not full of corrosive toxins and chemicals and detergents that just dry out your skin and have been connected to very serious health problems. Let me tell you something about the Calbin Pure Soap Company. There's 100% unconditional guarantee on all their wonderful products. They're all natural, they're triple concentrated, they're factory direct, factory owned, and operated since 1947. Earth-friendly Pure Soaps for bathing, laundry, and kitchen. Try Pure Soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else. Now for the first time, Calbin Pure Soap is available factory direct to you and your family. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbin Soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calbinpuresoap.com.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live. Inside Hour Number 3, the Wednesday edition of the show. Ian here with you.
And Melissa.
And Mark.
Join us online at freetalklive.com, where we do have the bulletin board system. Over 115,000 posts await you. Over 1,100 people are interacting there. Serious issues and fun stuff as well. You'll find it all for free at bbs.freetalklive.com. Again, that's bbs.freetalklive.com. We go right to the phones and to the fun. Let's talk to Ian in Michigan. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Melissa, and Mark. Hello, Ian.
Hi, how are you three doing tonight?
Good.
Doing great, thanks, Ian.
What's on your mind, sir?
Well, I wanted to discuss the overwhelming socialist mindset of America today.
Yes.
I'm just getting home from my comparative government class, and we're today talking about Germany and their government, and my professor was explaining how their socialist healthcare system is working so well for them.
Ugh.
And I kind of refuted against that and argued that privatized healthcare is a much better idea.
Yes.
And she kind of laughed at me and just said, well, I can't wait till you have to deal with healthcare and you get a real job. And the whole class was so angry with my comment.
Really?
And, yeah, they just, it doesn't matter if they were liberal. The class is mixed between liberals, Democrats, or conservatives.
So-called, yes.
Yeah, but either way, they all hold the same values that come from, you know, socialist viewpoints. And
wow.
Yeah.
The whole class was against you.
Yeah, everybody.
What were some of the things that they said? I should get free health care. What did they say?
Exactly. The free health care, the benefits from everybody receiving the same treatment. And I made the point that you should get treatment based on what you spend. And they really disagreed with that and felt like...
You hate poor people.
You should help out those who need help. And
I think you should help out those that need help.
Voluntarily.
Yes, well, that's the problem. They don't really understand that voluntary crap.
And I wanted to ask you guys, if you think that we're too deep in a socialist mindset to ever return back to anything other than that.
If I thought that was the case, that's an excellent question. And if I thought it was the case that we were too deep, I don't know if I'd be bothering doing a radio show like this.
How do you suppose that the majority of the public's minds can be convinced otherwise?
I think it's going to take a multifaceted effort on the part of multiple different media sources. It's not just going to be Free Talk Live. It's John Stossel. It's Penn and Teller. It's a variety of libertarian, liberty-minded people that are gaining access to the airwaves. Mm-hmm. Because the fact is, and I've mentioned this briefly before, the fact is, when you've got a microphone in front of your face, like it or not, your opinions count more than other people. And it's just, it's wrong, it's not, it shouldn't be that way, but the fact that, and you know, obviously that I'm saying it now, I'm revealing that now, it's one of those secrets about the media business, you know, the fact that you're on television, the fact that you're on the radio, the fact that you have a newspaper column, people seem to believe, they just sort of believe that, well, you must be there for a reason, you must be smarter, or you must know more, and so I'll defer to you. You know, they might question some of the things that you say, but for the most part, over time, people are going to absorb that information. So, basically, what we have to do is, it's sort of like a re-education campaign, almost. I mean, over the years, people have been experiencing this socialist brainwashing through the nightly news, written by, you know, the news copy written by socialists, the editorial pages written by socialists, written by totalitarians, fascists, people that love government control. So people have had these pro-government messages delivered to them day after day after day. So it's no surprise that they are in this deep into this mindset. So the only thing we can do to fight it is to create as many media sources as possible. Because it's one thing for you, Ian, to sit in your class and to spout off about free market economics and liberty and why this is the right way to do things. But to them, you're just the guy in the second row. I mean,
right.
I'm a radical 19-year-old.
They watched you trip over your books last week. They don't care what you have to say.
But when it's the voice on the radio, then for some reason it's more legitimized. And another important factor, and one of the reasons beyond the fact, one of the reasons I have more than one person on this show, the original reason was because, well, I'm just boring as sin if I'm by myself. So it's more fun to have other people to bounce ideas off of. But also, what I've come to realize is that having people of slightly differing viewpoints, Mark and I are not in total agreement on everything, allows for more people to be brought into the fold. Because what I say, and even what you say, Mark, is so radical. If it was just Mark, if this was Free Talk Live with Mark, and if it was just Mark here advocating a minarchist, a small government libertarian solution, people would tune into that and think, this guy's a whack job, because he sounds so different from so many other shows on the air. But because I'm here, or because Melissa's here, and there are other people in the studio, it makes it seem more legitimate. Oh, well, there's two people that feel the same way. Maybe it's not just that crazy guy on the radio. There's someone else in the studio with him. So it gives our ideas more legitimacy. The more we can get libertarian ideas into the media, whether it be print, radio or television or the internet, the better off we're going to be. And I think we can win this. I don't know if the entire country is going to go in our direction. I don't know if I have that vision. But as long as we can secure freedom and liberty in a few states, that should be good enough, don't you think?
Yeah, one comment by my professor that I had a little difficulty answering back to was when she commented that the German life expectancy is higher than ours and they have the socialized health care, and she used that as one of her points.
Tell her that their people are so poor from being taxed to death that they don't get to eat the same diet that we eat.
69% tax rate they have.
Right. The fact is, they don't eat the same sort of diet that we eat. And It's a different strain, and it's unfair to compare, you know, what is essentially a pretty homogenous culture over there comparative to a very mixed culture over here. I saw a statistic recently that said, Americans are getting shorter, as though Ian is shrinking from his towering 6'10 frame or whatever it is.
I'm 6 feet.
Okay, whatever. 6 feet, my foot. You're like 5'2".
So, what?
No.
That's way off.
As though we're actually shrinking. It's what it is we have a lot of immigration from Mexicans who are short people. So, yes, our average height is shrinking. But it doesn't mean that Americans are shrinking, you know?
Yeah.
Also, Ian, I would also suggest that if you find that you've hit a wall, you know, and it's a good idea to continue spreading the message on your own, you know, point... But, you'll also find that, again, people are going to have resistance to the individual that they're talking to. But if you can introduce a friend or family member to a total stranger, this is an old sales technique, right? You know, it's easier to buy from someone you don't know than someone that you've known for a while. Isn't that true, Mark?
Yes, it's absolutely true.
Right. So the same idea here. If you're encountering a wall, someone has built a wall, and you just can't think of any sort of persuasive way to get around it, just say, here, look. Do you like to listen to talk radio? Oh, yeah, I like talk radio. Okay, well, here, listen to this show. And then come back to them after a couple weeks and find out if they actually did. You know, if they like to watch TV, here, watch this John Stossel special. That sort of thing. Let others do the work for you if you feel frustrated, if you feel like you can't get any further, because the last thing you want to do, or the last thing I want for to happen to you, is that you'll burn out. Because that's something that happens, especially in the political realm, is that you'll get out there, you'll be really excited, you'll come, and this happens to a lot of people, not just you or me, people that find this message, the message of freedom and liberty, get really excited. I've got to tell everybody about this. I'm going to go out and run booths and do outreach and spread the message about freedom. And then 3 years later, you're slowing down and it's not working the way you thought it was going to. And you're not getting as much response as you'd hoped to. And then you just decide, you know what, I've had it with this politics. I've had it with this freedom. I'm just going to go and watch some TV for a while. So... don't let yourself get burnt out. This is possible. We will win. And I think, of course, obviously, New Hampshire is where we're going to win. And then once we do finally set New Hampshire free, set that one state free, then it's just going to be a matter of time before we can start pointing to different things and saying, look, this is how we're better. This is how liberty helps this state work better than the other states. And we'll be able to point to real evidence as to how, well, we've got a free education system, I mean, meaning free of government, and look at how much better educated our kids are. Look, we've set our roads free from government. Look how much better our traffic situation is, etc. We'll be able to point to real-life examples. Ian, thank you for the call. Really appreciate hearing from you. We're going to come back with more. This is your show. You take control. It is Free Talk Live.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronic, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supply, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, a great deal, delivery to your door, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through Amazon.freetalklive.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Discover a natural way to experience healthier, cleaner indoor air without expensive filters and high-maintenance machines. Discover what natural health professionals have known for decades. Natural salt lamps ionize and purify indoor air. Natural salt lamps come handcrafted from salt crystals that are millions of years old. These lamps create healthy ions that eliminate odor, reduce bacteria, and can help allergy and asthma sufferers. You and your family will breathe better, sleep sounder, and have more energy. Natural salt lamps are available in stunning natural colors and shapes to accent any decor. The lamps are environmentally friendly and most important, they're affordable. Natural salt lamps come with a 100% 60-day satisfaction guarantee. Visit www.natural-salt-lamps.com. That's natural-salt-lamps.com to see the lamps for yourself and experience even more of the wellness tools available. Breathe easier, feel better, live healthier with a natural salt lamp by visiting natural-salt-lamps.com or call 312-224-2710. That's 312-224-2710.
So, Janice, where are you and Jim going on vacation this summer?
Definitely somewhere with a beach, though who knows if our feet will even touch the sand.
That reminds me, Janice, have you figured out how to talk to Jim about his problem?
No, I want to, but men can be so sensitive.
Well, it's only going to get worse. Remember, I was going through the same thing with Dan. Then I found Mycocide NS.
What's Mycocide NS?
Mycocide NS kills the germs that can cause fungal infections. It worked great for Dan. He had the worst-looking thick yellow toenails. Now his nails look clear and healthy.
Do I need a prescription?
No, you can get Mycocide NS antifungal treatment in the foot care aisle at any drugstore or major retailer.
And it really worked?
Yep, it worked on me, too. I had some white discolorations on my toe. I just applied Mycocide NS daily. I didn't even have to remove my nail polish.
Sounds easy. I can start planning our beach getaway.
Yeah, Mycocide definitely gave us the confidence to bare our feet again.
Pick up Mycocide NS at drugstores and major retailers. Look for a free bonus gift in each box.
According to the American Diabetes Association, more than 18 million people in the U.S. have diabetes. Most people with diabetes have risk factors such as obesity, high blood pressure, and cholesterol, which increase their risk for heart disease. For example, more than 65% of people with diabetes die from heart disease or stroke. Finding out you or your loved ones have diabetes can be scary. This is why, as your trusted online partner in health, we are committed to bringing you products that help you make informed decisions about your health. At researchherbs.com, you can learn more about GlucoCare, a highly effective and safe natural herbal supplement formulated specifically to help maintain optimal blood sugar levels. As with all products featured on researchherbs.com, GlucoCare is the result of several years of rigorous development and is backed by numerous clinical trials and experimental studies. Visit us online at researchherbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 to learn more. That's 1-800-845-3841.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves even in these remaining moments with the toll-free number, 800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Melissa.
And Mark.
You can join us online, freetalklive.com. Everything on the site totally free. We give it away. We do want your support voluntarily in return. That's why we've created the Amplifier program. Over 250 of our listeners have become Free Talk Live amplifiers for as little as $3 a month. It's very simple. You go to amp.freetalklive.com to learn about the program. The idea is you send that $3 in, we take it and turn it back around and put it right back out there into the form of advertising for the show. Or also maybe even buying some equipment for brand new affiliates, get more radio stations on board with the program as well. In fact, your amplifier contributions have directly contributed to adding brand new stations to our lineup, which just means more and more people are going to be coming across the message of freedom and liberty every single day. So if you like the idea of Free Talk Live and you want to see us spread and get on more stations and get on more people's internet connections, AMP is the best way to make that happen. And it's working. So get all the details at amp.freetalklive.com. And you'll learn about the perks that you get, access to classic archives and more. That's amp.freetalklive.com. Now, Mark, you sort of had a comment that you wanted to jump on before we were going away there, and you didn't have time to slip it in.
Well, you had said that, that we will win, as though the libertarians will see a minimized government, a government so a federal government so small that it doesn't intrude on our lives and it doesn't have an opportunity to be inefficient. But I think the war on big government is kind of like the war on terror. It's going to go on forever because there's always going to be people that believe that, like as I do, that the government is a solution in certain areas.
Sure, this
everybody has their opinion on where it's going to be.
The price of liberty is eternal vigilance. Mm-hmm. I mean, we can't sit back and rest on our laurels on this. There's no doubt about that. But that said, if we put enough effort into it, I think we can make a big difference.
Oh, I absolutely agree. Yeah. I think that we can roll it back. And my goal is not to see the government done away with or even get to my end goal, what I would like to see the government look like. I simply want to see government rolled back.
You want more freedom.
I just want more freedoms.
Sure.
Less taxes is really what I want. Forget about, I don't need freedoms. Give me lower taxes.
We're going to the phones. Let's talk to Kate in Virginia on the Amplifier line. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Melissa, and Mark. Hello.
Hello. Hey. I wanted to give a suggestion to the last caller about trying to find people who can comment on living in a country with socialist medicine. University is pretty easy because there's lots of grad students from other countries. Every person that I've ever known, including my sister-in-law, who's ever lived in a country with socialized medicine, hates it. I know a lady whose sister is dying of breast cancer because she had to wait to get it diagnosed and wait to get it treated. My sister-in-law is afraid of dentists and hospitals because she lived in Leningrad until she was 12.
Oh, my.
They don't use Novocaine when they drill a tooth on a child.
Oh, my God.
Oh.
Yeah. You know, a friend of mine was in Europe, in England. She went there for undergrad. You know, you get a sore throat. It takes 2 weeks to find out if it's strep or not. And you don't even see a doctor. You just see a nurse. That's what socialized medicine is about. And if you find anybody who has ever lived in one of those countries, they'll tell you story after story after story.
Well, there are some Canadians we've talked to that worship their socialized medicine system. I don't know if that means that they've really had anything serious in their lives and have actually had to experience or not. But we've heard from some people that have lauded it, essentially.
Well, when you get something like cancer or major heart trouble, you get busloads of people from Canada coming to the States paying full dollar for treatments, which is driving research because they can't get it in Canada or in England or elsewhere in the world.
Good point, Kate. Thanks for
it's
the call.
It's fine if you break an arm, not if you're really sick.
Whew. Thank you for the call. We appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231. Again, the toll-free number. Socialist medicine, it sounds so nice on its face. You deserve free healthcare. You're a human being. You shouldn't have to pay for these things. It just sounds really good. I mean,
sure.
Who wants, if you've ever had a bill for healthcare, you know how expensive it can be. So obviously, you know, the idea of taking that burden away from people sounds sexy. It sounds like something people want. But why don't they realize that there's no such thing as a free lunch? Why is it that people have this disconnect on issues like this, where they believe that for some reason, because they pass a law, all of a sudden healthcare will become free of cost? It will all be free.
I mean, don't I have the right to be clothed? So therefore, people should have to buy me clothes.
You should be warm, too.
And fed. It's not fair that the rich people get better clothes than I do. So actually, I have the right to Armani.
Fur coats, anything you want, right?
Well, I don't believe in fur coats.
That's one of the ways. Of course, the rich people argument is...
But I'll take a green dress.
The rich people argument is one of the ways that they make progress on this. Is they say, well, these rich people, they can afford these treatments, but you can't. That's not right now, is it? And so everybody's, well, no, that's not right. We need to stick it to the rich. And so they really, you know, they use the rich as the bad guy.
It is great. It's great to use the rich as a lever. You know, people just love doing that. And
because for some reason it's bad to have lots of money because usually, I mean, when you're rich, you've usually gotten it in two ways, right? You've either been very successful in life and made a lot of people happy, as we intend to do here on Free Talk Live, or you've inherited money.
Mm-hmm.
And studies have shown...
As we intend to do here on Free Talk Live.
No, I don't intend to inherit anything.
Well, please, if anyone would like to leave Free Talk Live in their will...
Oh, I see what you mean.
Come on down.
you're not opposed to that at all.
Don't leave Ian, who actually owns the intellectual property of Free Talk Live. Leave it to me, because Ian doesn't want it.
Yeah, just leave it all to Mark.
Yeah, leave it to Mark.
We don't want a cut of this. Dang.
That way it'll never get to you.
Yeah, Mark, which? I love that.
All right, so rich people, they love to attack them. They love to be to make them the victims. What I was saying is the rich people that inherit the money, studies have shown that they lose it very quickly. Now, the reason why...
Really?
Yeah.
Like lottery winners.
Lottery winners.
It's just like them, because if you get your money from daddy, and daddy built the business, and daddy did all the hard work...
And you never had to work hard.
Right. You've never worked hard in your life, and then all of a sudden, daddy dies, and you're 25 years old, and you've been working a desk job at daddy's office, and then you inherit the entire thing. You just... You don't know what to do with all this money. You don't know what to do with the responsibility. You didn't go through the process of the learning experience that it was of earning it, of getting to that point.
And
so you lose it all. You splurge, you spend, and then you blow it.
You know, unless daddy makes enough money that, in fact, you can't spend it all, but chances are good that if you didn't earn it, you're not going to keep
so,
it.
So most of
somebody is going to enjoy having you spend your money at their place.
Oh, you better believe it. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I knew this guy that won the lottery. Nice blue Lamborghini Diablo that he had with the, you know, I believe it had the Lambo doors that slid upward too.
Oh, those are nice.
Mm-hmm. Pretty cool. I can't imagine how much he spent on that, but
who knows?
You know, he spent most of his day hanging out at Starbucks, trying to find people that thought it was interesting that he won the lottery. He had previously worked at a car wash, And
it wouldn't seem that you would find the right sort of people if that's what you were doing.
Well, I'm sure that people gave him good advice on investments and stuff like that, but man, investments, especially if you've got a lot of money, people want you to invest with them.
Of course. Yeah.
And then they tend to get tricky. I mean, we're not talking about blue chip stocks here, you know?
Well,
and if we are talking about blue chip stocks, well, they're going to get you with big broker fees.
Let's talk to Art in Kentucky. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Melissa, and Mark. Hello, Art.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Good, sir. What's on your mind?
Quick call regarding socialized health care.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Being a provider, I'm actually a dentist of practice in both Canada and the U.S.
Ah.
I have many friends who are in the healthcare field, so I've kind of had socialized and unsocialized medicine type experiences.
Got it.
You know, Kate, the last caller, was a little bit out to lunch, I think, with her description of kids not getting Novocaine with fillings and whatnot.
You think
in
that
socialist
countries? In Russia.
Yeah, third world stuff, of course.
Well, Russia was pretty messed up.
Yeah. But, you know, with regards to, socialized medicine in Canada, it's a nice comfort for folks to have. And it does work. Is it perfect? No. But costs are contained, and I think in most respects, it's a better system than it is here. And quite frankly, there's a lot of socialized medicine here in the U.S.
Oh, absolutely. Sure. That's why there's a problem.
Yep.
Now, the Canadians come here for medical treatment. Are you aware of that?
Some do.
Britons even
now,
come
I
here
think
for dental treatment.
That's probably a little overblown, fellas.
Well, now, wait a minute. Now, Britons come here for dental treatment. You say you're a dentist, so you may have encountered this. We've read articles and heard from people in Great Britain about individuals in Britain. They do not want to go to the socialist system, so they will yank teeth out with pairs of pliers. They will go through more painful at-home procedures rather than subject themselves to the miserable, detrimental experience that they would experience by going through the socialist system.
Yeah, dentistry in the U.K. is having a lot of trouble right now. You're
absolutely
right.
That's because it's socialized, sir. That's because the government handles the entire situation. And you're right about our system having problems, because over 50% of the money spent in the American healthcare system is spent by government. So what we essentially have is a mostly socialist system in America, and that needs to end. Thanks for the call, man.
No
appreciate
problem.
Hearing from you. It's been Ian here with you.
And Melissa.
And Mark.
And that's all we're asking for, is just people to be able to choose on their own what their healthcare experiences are going to be. Let's let competition come back. Because that's the other thing the socialist system kills, is it kills competition.
Even if the socialized medicine works indubitably well, even if it's great, it's still coercion, and I have to pay for it.
And that's wrong. We're done, and we'll see you tomorrow night online in the meantime. FreeTalkLive.com. Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to Amazon.FreeTalkLive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, Amazon.FreeTalkLive.com. That's Amazon.FreeTalkLive.com.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
If you're looking